Well, in honor of the official mascot of this show, Pudge, it's time for Pudge's Pals. And Anthony is here from the Salem Animal Rescue League of New Hampshire. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good. How are you all?
Thanks for being here this morning. And who did you bring with you who Courtney is cuddling with or was cuddling with just moments ago?
We have our 8-year-old blind buddy, Chuck.
Chuck.
He is so sweet. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, he's a nice-looking dog,
Chuck.
Too.
We got to get Chuck. Chuck is making his way around. Probably wants one of Curtis's bagels.
Stand up with him, Courtney.
But yeah. Get,
okay. Hold him.
What can you tell us about? So Chuck is 8 years old?
Chuck is 8 years old.
Breed, what breed is Chuck?
He's a mixed pit bull breed.
Okay.
He has a little shepherd, a little pit bull in him.
Oh.
Chuck was actually adopted from us originally as a puppy.
Yeah.
About 8-9 years ago. And unfortunately, his owner had some medical conditions in the last year and was no longer able to care for him and had to surrender him back to us.
Mm.
Oh. Chuck had some...
What a cutie.
He's a good-looking
Look
dog.
At him.
I love the eyes.
He's blind, but he is a happy-go-lucky little guy. Loves to be just around people and likes to snuggle.
Yeah. Great kisses. Give such good kisses.
He's a great dog for someone who may not want to walk a lot of... I'll walk a lot with a dog.
That's me.
Because Chuck is like a 5-minute walk and likes to take a break.
Yeah. I got to get my dad to grab
guy.
Yeah.
What kind of home would Chuck do best in from your perspective?
We think Danielle has said that Chuck would be best in a home with probably he'd be the only dog at this time in his life.
All right.
Good with kids, good with adults, but just no other animals in the home.
Right.
Just because he gets a little nervous because he can't sense what's going on too much.
Good-looking dog. Nice brown brindle.
And he does sense you, though. Like, he comes right over. He's not,
And it's amazing. If you give him a little while to navigate the room, he'll start walking around as if you wouldn't even know.
Look at the tail wag.
Yeah. Like, such a happy pup.
Dog who loves being around people and is looking for love. Look at him. He's so... Oh, look at that. Look at that tail go,
Anthony. Courtney, have you guys seen an
bum scratchies?
Have you guys seen an uptick of dogs in your shelter? Has that been post pandemic, or what do you think?
Yeah, so actually, every dog, 99% of the dogs that we have in our shelter are surrenders. We don't bring in puppies, or we don't bring in animals from the south, just because we have such a high demand in the local area of people needing to surrender their animals. Again, pandemic was a big thing. But now you have a lot of financial issues as well with people just cannot. They're living
afford,
in their homes. I mean, they're living in their cars, and
they can't afford
dogs and cats. To be honest,
right? Yeah. Wow,
it's tough.
And how do you if one of our listeners wants to adopt Chucky? How would they do it?
Yeah, you can come to visit our website at sarlnh.org. It's the acronym for Salem Animal Rescue League, and you'll have our phone number there. You have our online applications there. For our animals, all our website is kept up to date, so what you see on there is available, and it changes daily.
Well, we're one for one. We had a pretty quick adoption with the first Pudge's Pal, and I bet we can do the same for Chuck.
Oh.
I mean, if you're not right now, if you're not watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you're missing out on Chuck. Courtney, can you pick him up again, or
yes.
is he...
He's just the sweetest, most calm
I know.
Pup.
Look at him.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He is such a go. Look at him with his
so
his
Chuck's looking
paws.
For some kisses.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, all right. Yeah. So I'm so glad you guys brought him out.
There he goes.
There he goes. Good boy.
There you go.
Good boy. We're just so happy and honored that you guys are taking this step. And doing this for not just us, but other shelters, and we respect and thank you, Chris, for doing
there
this
you
in Pudge's honor.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's a great way to keep the best guy alive. So, thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right, guys. Thanks so much for bringing
thanks
him
so
down
much
this
for having
morning.
Us.
And let
thank
us know.
You guys.
Good luck with everything.
If we're able to find him a forever home, let us know as soon as possible.
We will. Thank you.
All right. I know one of you is going to give Chuck a home, and
so,
Courtney,
sweet.
Again, every week. I don't know how do you say goodbye to them.
No,
it's
so hard.
By the time this is done, you're going to have 12 dogs.
I know
you and Santo.
I love him.
All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is the latest Pudge's Pal. If you are working at or associated with a rescue anywhere in New England and a shelter rescue and there's a dog that you think would make a great pet for one of our listeners, then let us know. And you can do that on Instagram, show Instagram, Greg Hill Show, WEEI, or reach out, call us, or whatever. Get a hold of us, because we would love to have that dog as a part of Pudge's Pals.
Oh.
Wow. What?
It's just like dogs give you endless love without expecting anything in return.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable.
I get the same thing from OnlyFans. Same kind of feeling from my favorite creators on OnlyFans.
Oh, we're in a comp. Love. Really gets you going.
Courtney, you got to add to your family.
Oh.
Yeah, you could. Are you guys going to get another dog, or is that an ongoing discussion?
It's an ongoing discussion, but we should have a human child before we get another dog.
Get another dog.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well,
any news?
Nope.
Well, you should stop partying.
I know.
Right. God, party more. Live it up. Yeah, do everything.
Really. Yeah. I need to party a little bit more.
I was actually worried about you. I haven't been out in a while.
Well, I mean, I left the game early last night.
Yeah,
you did. Somebody hit the Friday parlay on that I would leave that Bruins game early, but I have a show to do.
Yeah.
Can't be out all night like City Wiggins.
Nope.
Why?
City Wiggs was.
I show up. Just perfectly, like Gronk, ready to perform.
You're in a little bit of trouble over in the North End.
Ooh. No, I show love to everybody in the North End.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I do.
Nope.
What'd you do?
I don't believe that. It's Greg is now like the internet. I'm not buying what he's selling.
You would say he's capping?
I went to see our good friend Massimo at Aria before the game.
Oh, best meatballs.
For a snack.
Do you like Italian food?
I do.
Oh.
I had the meatballs and the burrata with peaches and the chicken broccoli Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
And
hold the broccoli.
Massimo said that you used to come in there all the time on the donut, and now you go to Strega all the time.
Oh, no.
I go all over the North End all the time.
Nope. Oh.
If anything, I was told, one guy used to stay in the North End all the time.
Uh-huh.
All was everywhere in the North End.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't leave the seaport.
Mm.
Ooh, who was that? Tucker.
Tucker.
Who was that?
That would be the one Greg Hill.
Nope.
They said,
I spread it around.
The only reason why you're in the North End, because you were at the Bruins game.
Nope.
If there was no Bruins game, guaranteed you'd be at either... OP? Or is it OP calls it?
Yeah.
Yeah, or Van Leeuwen.
Or Van Leeuwen or Savon.
Yeah, I spread it around.
They were like, Greg used to always come to the North End.
Oh.
Yeah, but now we don't see him no more.
That's because the North End was the wild, wild west during the pandemic. That's why I went there. You could do anything you wanted.
Just, now you don't see Greg in the North End.
As long as they had blinds that closed in a restaurant, you could do anything you wanted.
Now Curtis, you know where I saw Greg?
What's that?
Savon. And Ocean Prime. You know where I go? I go to the seaport.
Amen.
I go to Southie.
You actually told me about a place in the North End I had never heard about. That's new-ish.
Wicked Craft.
Yeah.
It's in the North. I go all over, unlike Greg.
That's
true. It's been a minute since
you've been to Hunter's?
I've been to Hunter's. It's been a minute since I've hit up Aria, but I was always there. So I still show love. I show love to everybody in the North End.
Okay.
Pencado, Strega, all these places. Shout out Nicky Verano. I grew up with Nicky. What do you want me to tell you? My boy.
All right.
I love for
him. We got a lot to get to, including Nick Kostos, who will tell you how he thinks you should wager this weekend, coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins fell to the Stars 5-2 on home ice. A tough night for Jeremy Swayman. He was in goal. He had 27 saves in the loss, the Bees' third consecutive one. You guys were there in attendance. So how was the crowd? How's their reaction to the play on the ice?
I think the crowd, they were disappointed in the Bruins. I mean, Wiggy said it best, I thought, when we started the show this morning, which is that they seem a couple steps behind these teams when they play them. And, you know, they just, I was probably too hard on Beecher for coughing the puck up on that goal. I brought up the Tyler Seguin goal where he is by himself, Wiggy, not a guy near him.
Nope.
And so, I don't know, you said last night to me during that game that you feel like they have the same issue that they've had where they just aren't clearing guys out in front of the net.
And they're sloppy with the puck. The energy level, like, there was point in times in the game where they made a little push. They made a little push after they scored the second goal when Brazo scored that set.
Yes.
And the energy, then they came out in the third period. They had some good energy. But it felt like at the start, maybe, I don't know, it just... This is why I love going to hockey games. And if you ever have an opportunity to go, I would say get up on it. You can see the speed difference and just the puck possession and puck handling and puck possession of teams when you're actually there. And you could see, like, the way that Dallas scored, I think it was their third power play goal. I mean, it was so beautiful. They came through the neutral zone. It was give and go, give to another guy, comes down low, and then drops it right on the front step, and they score. The Bruins, power play, as soon as they get near the blue line, dump and chase.
Dump and chase, and then go into the corner, and you can't dig it out of the corner, right. And you can't get the power play started.
And you can't get possession. It's like, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, the Celtics, they started slow, but dominated the Wizards on the road to get a 2-0 on the season. 122-102, the final in Washington. Jaylen Brown led the way with 27 points. Jason Tatum had a double-double, 25 points and 11 rebounds. Thursday Night Football had the Rams beating the Vikings 30-20. Matthew Stafford completed 25 of 34 passes for 279 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had 1 interception in the win. Tonight, Boston College welcomes Louisville to alumni, 7:30 kickoff. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And the World Series also kicks off tonight. The Yankees take on the Dodgers out in L.A. First pitch at 8:08. Gerrit Cole is taking the mound for the Yankees against Jack Flaherty. It is now time, Shime. What is your lock for the weekend?
All right, Courtney, so here's the deal. I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, and I will lay the 8 points.
Okay.
The Ravens have dominated. There is no quarterback hotter on the planet than Lamar Jackson. Derrick Henry has been an absolute menace. The Browns are a disaster. They might score a little bit just because they have a quarterback not named Deshaun Watson this week, but I still think the Ravens dominate. Give me the Ravens. I'll lay the 8 points.
All right.
Who's giving Lamar a legit run for his money when it comes to MVP?
Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Mahomes is not an MVP candidate. Stop.
No.
Like, this is insane.
If they go 16-1.
They're not going to go 16-1.
Okay.
Josh
if they go
Allen
15-2,
right,
the two-time defending Super Bowl champion.
You're not going to you cannot win the MVP because it
I
is
believe
a
he's the favorite award. Right now.
No, he's not. Lamar Jackson is a heavy favorite, actually. Thank you.
Oh, he's not that heavy. God. Yeah, lose weight and all of a sudden.
No, but you cannot win the MVP award when you have more interceptions than touchdowns.
Josh,
physical impossibility.
Well, of course, if he continues this path, I don't believe he will.
Josh Allen's the only guy.
He's second in
the
NFL MVP betting odds right
with
now.
Zero interceptions.
Second behind Lamar Jackson.
I understand, and he won't win.
Yeah.
The only reason they put him there is because if they put him any lower, they'll get an influx of bets.
Greg, this is why everybody gets bothered by betting Shime. I make a comment that he's going to be with the MVP, and Shime thinks I said it's raining dogs. Like, he's the second most likely guy to
raining
get it.
Dogs? What the hell does
an absurd
that
possibility.
Means
he literally is number two.
He's not going to win the MVP.
He has better odds than Josh
Allen. I will bet $100 right now to any animal shelter in the tri-state area that he will not win MVP.
Okay, fine. You're
odds.
On it.
He has better odds than Josh Allen. That's impressive. Yeah. Josh Allen, zero interceptions, 12 touchdowns. Buffalo's actually doing really well. So I would have thought that Josh Allen would be second, but
now
I guess,
have to root for the Chiefs.
I guess when you're Patrick Mahomes, you're always going to be thrown into the mix.
Odds are not great, but what about Jalen Polk?
Oof.
I was thinking, you think?
I think if it gets in his grasp, he might drop it.
Could he be LVP? Is that a thing? Can we start that?
All right, Sean. I like that lock.
All right.
Courtney, put that in your spreadsheet.
I sure did. Kids eat free at the 99 restaurant every Sunday in October and on Halloween. Visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Programming note, you will not be hearing Ken or Curtis this weekend. You will be hearing Shai Maroney, noon to 3 tomorrow, I believe.
No, so it's Fitzy and Mego, noon to 3, and then me and John Lyons, 3 to, wait. Oh, yeah. Noon to 3, me and John Lyons,
what's
and Fitzy and Mego, 9 to noon.
What's happening with the award-winning Ken and Curtis show?
Ken's out, and I didn't feel great, and I wanted to give myself a couple days with the old Z-Pack.
Yeah.
Take the weekend off, you know, I work
there
it up
go.
Here. The real thing is I just miss Ken. 47 degrees,
Ken is,
sunny.
I think Ken told me he's going to be home prepping for the next pandemic, which is only 98 years away.
Oh, God. MSNBC is just playing sad music right now. It's rough. Afternoon high 61.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Well, speaking of photographs, we have a bunch of Chuck, the Pudge's pal, who was in here this morning looking for a home, and we'll get them up on the show Instagram. Are they going up or soon to be up, Courtney?
Soon to be up.
Okay. Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is how you can give us a follow on the Greg Hill Show. WEEI is how you can give us a follow.
Greg?
Yes.
Earlier you mentioned you were between a couple leads.
Yes.
I feel it is imperative that you have like a second helping lead here and give us your food lead.
The food lead?
Yes. I was very excited for food lead. You went a different direction. I want to hear what this is.
Very simple. The as we follow the evolution of the sandwich, which we are very interested in, a new revelation from Jimmy John's. I don't know how you feel about Jimmy John's when it comes to the sub game.
I'm Jersey Mike's.
I am Jersey Mike's till death. Yeah. Jersey Mike's is, Curtis, such a great point.
Yeah, I'm with you on Jersey
By
Mike's.
By and far the best offering in the category.
Exquisite.
Right.
Service excellent, clean, top-notch, fresh, awesome.
Jimmy John's has introduced the Pickle Witch.
Ooh, I love it.
So that is the sandwich in a pickle.
So
stupid.
What? I think this started as a place near, like up near me. Like there's a market, an Italian market up near me that has been serving this called the Green Monster for quite a while.
Listen, there are some things in life that were just meant to be. And with a sandwich, a sandwich was meant to be between two pieces of bread.
Bread.
Whether you want that to be...
Greg, it's the bread.
An English muffin?
Well, let me ask you real quick.
An English muffin? Before, a bagel?
English muffin.
Craig. Yes.
I shared on my Instagram a tuna burger that I had yesterday at Lola.
Yum. I saw that.
That was between English muffins. Is that still
That works, because guess what an English muffin is? Two pieces of bread.
Okay.
Shouldn't be between two pieces of chicken.
May I ask
quickly,
before we get to Nick Costos, what makes a sandwich when it comes to the, like, if you're going to look at and say that is the best sandwich, that is an orgasmic, I'm experiencing orgasmic feelings when I'm eating that sandwich. What is the most important part of it?
The meat.
The bread.
The dressing.
That's what she said.
No, it's the bread.
It's the meat.
It's the bread.
Of all day long.
It's the meat.
No. So to reach.
I think Courtney's right. I think it's the dressing or condiment.
Yeah. If it's a dry sandwich, it's disgusting. It needs to be properly dressed.
Correct.
Wiggy is right, as always, on food.
Appreciate it.
The bread.
Yeah.
If the bread's not fresh, if the bread's not great,
right,
no matter what's in there, it's a waste. Just take it out.
But the same thing with the meat. If the meat is bad, if it's overcooked, if it's tough, if it's gross, like the sandwich is ruined.
Yeah, but you might be able to get away with meat that maybe you're like, it's
not. You can tolerate it better.
Yeah, it's not the greatest thing.
Disagree.
But when you don't have, and Curtis is right, when the bread is not fresh, when the bread is stale,
awful.
It's just like it ruins the whole sandwich.
Because a turkey club can be good with just plain old white bread.
No.
Like that's how you know a sandwich.
No,
that's
not,
how you know the bread is
Courtney's
not
right.
as.
Yeah.
Courtney's right. Dry sandwich is not. It's not.
The
it's
proper,
not a, it's,
but
it
so you
has,
don't need dressing.
It has to be dressed.
Steak
also,
and cheese sandwich. You don't need. It
Curtis,
needs to be dressed.
Curtis, also the name of a content creator on OnlyFans I used to follow. Dry sandwich. But what? What is it?
On a steak and cheese, you don't need dressing. You don't need it to be dressed at all.
Yeah,
it's
you don't
the
need
meat,
a sauce.
The cheese and the bread.
Right.
If you have bad bread or if you have not amazing meat, the dressing hides it.
Yeah, but you don't need. Not every sandwich comes with dressing.
I think every sandwich needs dressing.
You just thought of steak and cheese. What dressing you put on a steak and cheese?
Ketchup.
But not that's everybody
an affront to a steak and cheese.
Yeah, but that's not
really
a dressing.
Not really. Yeah, that's
ketchup on a steak and cheese.
Have you had the steak and cheese spring rolls at Davio's? Dip them in.
But that's a condiment that you choose.
I go Gerard Mayo on
steak
and cheese.
But
I will say the chicken steak at Jersey Mike's is unbelievable.
But no dressing.
No, I put mayo, lettuce.
But what I'm saying, that's a condiment that you choose. If you didn't have dressing, could a steak and cheese still taste good?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Right.
Why do you think Mike invented Mike's way? because if you're going to get something Mike's way, it's going to have the oil and the vinegar and the all that stuff on it.
Here's a simple way to put this conversation to rest.
I don't want to put it to rest.
Well, no, I'm saying if you have...
Keep eating like this, you will be.
If you have a... We just talked about if you had a steak and cheese with no dressing, mm-hmm. it could still be good. If you had a steak and cheese where maybe the meat wasn't the greatest and it was still between two really great pieces of bread, it
fresh.
Could still be good.
Yep.
If you have a steak and cheese and the bread is horrible,
inedible.
The sandwich is nasty. If it's just
nasty. I
would
also argue that often overlooked is whether or not the sandwich you are enjoying the sandwich cold or heated or toasted.
Right.
That is an added. Most should be toasted.
Agreed.
Truth. Do you agree on that?
Yes.
100%.
Santo doesn't like him toasted. I said,
really?
You're a cereal
killer.
Rid of him.
Yeah, no.
It's
so,
very sandwich dependent.
So what do you mean toasted? Like, because if you
what
have.
What do you mean toasted?
No, because if I go.
I mean
to
toasted like you are at 6 a.m. when you're
here. Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. But if I go, let's say I go to Meridian Market,
yes,
and I want to get a chicken palm on a nice scally bread.
Okay,
I don't want them
to
toast it.
But that's a warm, the chicken, it's warm already.
Right.
Like the sandwich is warm. But you want the bread toasted. Like if you go and get a roast beef sub, you want that toasted a little bit, lightly toasted, not intensely toasted
mm-hmm.
so as to damage the roof of your mouth,
right.
which can be a real problem
oh, yeah.
if it's
right.
too toasted.
Right. The only thing I don't mind toasted or let's call it grilled is when I do my hot dog and it's in the bun and you grill the bun. But if I get a steak and cheese, do I need to toast my...
Yeah, you should. You should toast
not
it.
Not if it's warm.
Because it also means the bread stays... less flaccid.
Yeah, but during
the process,
you potentially you could potentially
right.
ruin the sandwich by toasting it. Like when we go to Al's,
less flaccid is Greg's OnlyFans thing.
All right,
Al's steak and cheese never toasted.
Speaking of flaccid, let's get to Nick Costos, and he is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Hello, Nick.
I heard so many bad sandwich takes while I was just waiting on hold that I feel like
really?
I may not be able to. Okay, so first off, I thought Courtney was cultured, and then I heard she puts ketchup on her steak and cheese, which is like actually made me throw up in my mouth.
I don't put it on, but I like a nice little dip.
No,
that, yeah,
I
that's
agree with
a ketchup dip with your steak and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
There are people who put ketchup on a steak, which is an actual affront.
I would never say this. I would never say that those people should be executed. I would never go that far. But just, you know,
right.
then we had, how about this line from Greg Hill? The chicken steak at Jersey Mike's is awesome. Dude, you need to get out more. Like, I come to Boston, I'm going to take you to a nice restaurant. I don't even know what they are. I'll take you to one. And also the Mike's way, if I wanted to drink a glass of vinegar, I would just do that and save myself the money.
So where do you
the
stand?
The chicken
Nick?
Steak at Jersey Mike's
We're
is
talking
good.
About
God,
the
Greg. Greg, go out to a nice restaurant, buddy.
We're talking about the category, like that category. What are you, a Subway guy? Like you like
no.
You like the flavor of tuna fish, not actual tuna fish?
No, I don't want to go to any of these places.
Okay. Quiznos?
I mean,
So what is it for Nick? Is it the bread for you or is it the...
I think you nailed it, man. I think the bread's the single most important thing.
Really?
That's it. And he's in New York. There's a lot of great...
You guys are just both Italian.
No. There's a lot of great sub shops in New York. I'm with Nick. Listen, there's too many good sub shops around here for me to land at Jersey Mike's or, you know, Jimmy John's or Subway.
Courtney, you dip your sandwich in ketchup. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I'm not trying
only
to be rude,
that,
but
only
yeah,
that
I think
one.
You're kind of... You might be disqualified from the conversation.
Only that one. Other ones I like to dip in, like, a balsamic vinegar or
bougie.
A ranch.
Oh, excuse me.
In ranch? I mean, God, we're bringing the culture level has dipped tremendously here.
Well,
dip your sandwich in ranch?
Don't knock it till you try it.
I won't. I will not try it. And I will knock it.
What, with regard to this Pats Jets game, are you staying away or?
No, I'm going to bet the over.
Okay.
I like both offenses here. Drake May's good, right? Yeah. Like, you know, yes. The rest of the team might be a disaster, but he's really good. Jets defense is really bad. They're going to be able to run the ball in this game. And I like Drake May a lot. And on the flip side, Patriots defense, obviously bad. Some would say soft. Some would say flaccid. I think that's a synonym for soft. Gerard Mayo would certainly say that. And I do think you get bounce back from Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and company. I like the Garrett Wilson over receiving yards. The total's 41. I feel like it's going to go up a couple points. Maybe not a couple points, but it'll go up in between now and kickoff. I'll bet over 41 and feel really good about it on Sunday.
Okay.
Kostas, one of my favorite plays of the week is the Ravens at the Browns here. I know no Deshaun Watson, so it's not betting against the most inept quarterback in possibly NFL history, but it is still the Browns. I don't think they're very good. Their defense is overrated. How do you feel about the Ravens this week?
Great. Text me and we'll have a bet on the side. I bet the Browns in the game.
Ooh, okay.
I think the Browns are going to win. Now, I will add this caveat that I think it goes one of two ways. And I think some people think this is a cop-out. I think it's a smart take. Like, Jameis Winston is either going to throw, like, three pick sixes, or he's going to throw for, like, 350 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
I don't
no
know
in between.
If there's no in-between. So I think my advice to you, Shine, would be, if you like the Ravens, I think you should lay alternates. Like Ravens minus 16.5, them to win big in the game. And if you like the Browns, I just think they're going to win. I also think the right point spread in the game is 7. The Browns have literally gone from the worst quarterback in the league to whatever Jameis Winston's going to be has to be better. I bet the Browns with the points. I bet the Browns to win the game outright.
Nick, here's one for the bounce back team that we both had high expectations on coming into the season. Cowboys at 49ers. I think 49ers are what, getting minus 4.5 on this
one?
Yeah,
Niners minus 4. I'm going to give you a lame answer here. Mm-hmm. There's way too much that we still have to figure out as to who's playing in the game. We don't know if Debo's playing. He mm-hmm. was in the hospital with pneumonia like 3 days ago. Kyle Shanahan said yesterday Debo might play. George Kittle has a sprained foot. We don't think Micah Parsons is going to play. Like, I'm looking to bet the Niners in the game, but mm-hmm. I need way more information. We'll know more when the injury report comes out this afternoon. I understand that's a lame answer, but it's the best betting answer I can give you.
One of my favorite games heading into the week was that Bears-Commanders game, but with so many questions surrounding Jaden Daniels, are you staying away? Or are you just going to lay three with the Bears?
No, this game's great. Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah. And we bet the Bears no matter what.
Cool.
If Marcus Mariota played, so Marcus Mariota played last week, right, against Carolina. The Panthers should be in, like, the ACC. Like, they should be playing Clemson this week. Like, not the Denver Broncos on the road. So, yeah, Mariota came in and he played well. Also, the Bears know he's probably going to play now. He's brutal. So, if it's Bears versus Mariota, I'll lay 3 with Chicago. Love that. And if Jaden Daniels plays, and he's going to try and practice today. He's got a rib injury. He'll eat, this is a sandwich. He'll dip his sandwich in Toradol on Sunday morning to play in the game.
All right.
And we'll see how that goes. He's going to be compromised. Won't be able to move as well. And I'll bet Chicago when the market moves off of the Daniels news. So it's Bears no matter what, no matter who plays quarterback against Washington.
And Nick, one for me, rare place. I don't like them. I root against them every year. But Notre Dame, I like minus 13.5 against Navy. What do you think?
I'm really happy about this because you have proven to be the greatest college football bettor on the planet.
Thank you.
Wow. And listen, Curtis is 2-0 this year with Oregon in the over.
Nailed it.
I'm with you on this one, buddy. So I'll be the mush here. It'll be my fault if Notre Dame doesn't cover. Everyone's talking about the Navy run game versus the Notre Dame defense. I have no idea how Navy's defense is going to stop the Notre Dame run game. I will lay Notre Dame.
Nick, last one for me. I've got into the world of parlay picking games.
Oh, good luck.
I know. Thank you very much.
He does like a 12-legger.
Yes.
Like for I mean,
who doesn't?
Right. Last week.
to win $100,000.
Right. I almost won $30,000 last night with the same game parlay on the Rams fight.
Nick, so, what did you have last night?
So I felt like, you know, I had kind of heard, this is not like, wow, like, look how cool I am. I think a lot of people were hearing the same thing, that Puka Nacua was going to play last night before the news became public. So we did Stafford 300 or more passing yards with a bunch of Rams non-Cup Nacua, Rams wide receivers unders, with Stafford 2 and then 3 or more passing touchdowns. He threw for 4 touchdowns. The only thing that didn't happen was he threw for 279 instead of 300. Uh-huh. So I was tilting my face off at the end of the game last night.
Well, Nick, all you need to know is Wiggy tells us you just need one.
That's it. You only need one.
I mean, fair, he's not right. If you win $100,000, then you can bet for another couple seasons.
So my wife nickname for me. She calls me the Parlay Playboy. I call her the Parlay Queen because we're into this. I missed my 13-legger.
Is that true? Are you lying?
I'm dead ass.
No, you're lying,
I'm dead ass. I got it on my BetMGM app. I missed a 13-legger last week because of both the Bucks and the Falcons. They both play each other this week. Which direction should I lean?
I think the point spread will go up to 3. It's 2.5 right now. And if and when that happens, I would take the points with Tampa playing at home against Atlanta. And I like a couple of their. So Evans and Godwin are going to be out. Mm-hmm. That's why I think the number will go up. So if it goes to 3, I would be interested in Bucks plus 3. Otherwise, like, no bet on the game for me at current prices.
But who would win? Because I only bet money line when I do my parlay.
Well, I mean, like, Atlanta's like definitely more likely to win. Okay. But I mean, I think 3 is a valuable bet at number. So I wouldn't bet that game. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I want to know what your parlay is, and I want to put some action down on it as well.
I do money lines, and I just pick the teams that I think are gonna win. And like last week, I lost. The Bucks loss I had and Atlanta loss, and I had a 13-legger, and those were the two teams that killed me for like $60,000.
The 13-legger.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
$60,000.
Yeah.
I almost won 30 last night. It would have been amazing.
You only need one.
Yep. Yeah. That's it. You only have to put that. I put like $25, maybe $50 bucks, and that's it.
Yeah, I want to next. I want to build the same game parlay for you guys for next week in the NFL to win a ton of money.
I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, like a lot of us, the parlay playboy isn't what he used to be. So, but.
There's no way that your wife calls you the parlay playboy.
She does.
She certainly does not.
Sometimes when she's especially worked up, she calls him the parlay player.
So I'm showing Courtney, go through my parlay right there, though.
Okay, yeah, no, I believe that you bet parlays. I just don't believe your wife calls
right.
you.
Yeah, so there's no chance. This was the 13 pick. The Falcons money line.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost that.
And they lost a terrible bet. Okay.
And then I lost the Tampa game.
Okay, but do you want me to read these? Bengals money line, Packers money line, Colts money line, Eagles money line, Lions money line, Bills money line, Rams money line, Commanders money line, Chiefs money line, Steelers money line, didn't get the Bucks money line, Cardinals money line.
How much would you have won?
I would have won
$12.
No.
But you can't win that much with all the. Those are just money. Like, there's a lot of favorites there. You're not going to win a lot of money on that.
He bet 50 to win 62, Curtis. It was amazing.
$93,972.
It was plus $93,000. I put $50 on it. It was like $60,000, that number is.
Would you have come to work Monday?
Of course.
Okay. I just like that you have this relation. Like, if the Yankees lose tonight, I'm going to get into a huge fight with my wife, guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know what the line. What's the line tonight? I think Cole's going to get absolutely stomped tonight.
He might. Well, I think Flaherty gets stomped also. I like the first 5 over 4.5 with the Yankees and Dodgers. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's honestly, I need marriage advice from you because when I lose a big bet or my sports teams lose, like guaranteed, I will get into an argument with my wife.
Well,
100%.
Check out our new YouTube series coming, Couples and Cocktails. You'll be able to find me there on Twitch.
That.
Yes,
like
we giving out all types of marriage advice.
Really?
Marriage, sex advice, family advice.
I'd be more into like cannabis than cocktails if I could have my choice.
Well, we do cannabis too, but it's cocktails a little better.
When is that launching?
We're probably going to be launching within the next couple of weeks or so. We're setting it up, getting everything squared away.
Okay.
Yeah, so
your own YouTube channel.
Yeah, and Twitch.
Gateway drug into an OnlyFans page
Shout out to Eamon for helping me with this.
Okay.
What's it called?
Couples and Cocktails. We'll talk about relationship, lifestyle, and everything in between, Nick. You're going to love it.
I think I will, actually.
Yeah. And we keep it a buck, too.
Is Ken the first guest?
We could have Ken on as a guest. Ken could come on as a guest. We call it the couples lounge. You can come to the couples lounge.
Ken is your program director.
Yes.
Brand manager.
Does he have I love these Odyssey made-up terms. Brand manager is program director. I love that. The brand manager.
Right.
Does Ken have, like, marital difficulties? Or?
No,
he's tip-top.
I mean, we've almost been married 30 years, so I'm only decided, and let me ask you, Nick, because I know
Do you have other couples that come into the couples lounge?
Yeah, we will do that.
I feel like this is a honey trap.
No.
It sure is.
I'm wondering...
if you try to get other people into bed, you should just say
something. No, it's to help out advice, whether it's talking.
That's exactly what
Courtney will come over with like a thing to catch up. Like, it'll be awesome.
I feel like
should I wear my Louis Vuitton robe while I'm doing
yes.
it?
Yes.
I feel like when the lights go down. when the lights go down in the couples lounge, you ought to get out of there quick.
Your living room setup is making a lot more sense.
I would have an iron drink.
Wiggy, my advice to you would be don't call it the couples lounge.
Well, that's where
call it something casting else. Couch.
Oh, that's
did you already
where
do the
is.
Branding?
You know, hey, how can we spice things up in our relationship?
Oh, God.
How do we deal with kids that go off to college? How do we deal with the two-year-old who won't go to sleep?
But couples in cocktails implies that this is like going to be like you're going to have an exciting conversation, not like what do empty nesters do in 18 years?
No.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
All right, Nick, as always, so great to talk to you, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Greg, no chicken steak for you this weekend.
Okay, I will avoid that. Thank
Maybe
you.
We'll get Nick on the couples couch with him and his wife.
Okay. What a day. What
wow,
a show.
I didn't know that you were doing that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
Wow. TikTok? Mm-hmm. Gonna throw it on TikTok?
Yeah, she has a lot of TikTok followers. She's big on there, so we'll probably put clips and stuff on there.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
All right, let us know when you launch.
I will definitely.
I mean, the YouTube channel.
I can't wait to see the decor of the couples lounge.
Yeah.
We're going to start. It's going to be like upside down pineapples.
We're going to start with a soft launch.
Hopefully, won't end that way.
We're just trying to help people out, great. Yeah. Even the singles, too.
Amen.
You know, you have to have a sign up that says everything is being recorded.
Oh, God.
Visually.
Well, that's what the camera on the table is for.
You have to sign an NDA.
All right. Well, we will be right back.
Freak on.
Man, I know we got to get out of here, but I don't want to go. It's been such a fun show this morning.
It's been so fun. And Wiggy now is, I mean, talk about gateway drug.
Ugh.
I think I'm going to become a parlay princess.
Yeah.
I am.
You're in don't do I'm, it.
It's I'm, hard not to be.
Like it's I told, so addicting.
It's like you and Lindsay were talking the whole entire Bruins game about parlays and about wagering.
Oh, I thought it was going to be couples and cocktails.
No. We do that.
We would go in the lounge. The first I just saw on the text machine, the first guest in the couples lounge is Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
Hey.
Great guest.
On board.
That would be a
My
great
wife's
kid.
Not a huge fan of the relationship age disparity, so she got a lot of things to say on that.
Maybe
one.
Wait until after they get in to start bringing that up.
Yeah, but that she would be part of it.
She has an issue with that?
Yeah. But that's part of the couples and cocktails.
That would be.
I was giving Courtney this, and I know Shams like, don't do it, but, you know, $20 on the Sunday parlay. We just went through teams, basically we did with Nick, just to win games out. $20. She would have won $7,700.
So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to do it? All right, good.
I know it's a sucker bet, but
I think you should.
Yeah, how many times are you going to pick every game right in a weekend? With
I mean,
league?
You might not.
I don't know, Shime. I might be better a better picker than you.
Maybe you are, but I mean, it's not like you lasted much longer the suicide pool we did or whatever it was.
A week is a lot.
And Shime, when do I get to pull out and take the winnings? If I do a parlay, don't you?
What do you mean? Like,
wait,
like
is this a piece of advice for the couples lounge?
No.
Okay. Oh, you mean cash out?
Yeah, cash out.
So, I mean, it depends. Yeah, you can do it at any point in time, technically, if it's offered to you.
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, the best times to do it would probably be before Sunday Night Football or before Monday Night Football.
Right.
But you could also just hedge and bet opposite your bet and try and middle it and win both or whatever.
Like the guy who had the Jets for like $100,000 parlay just recently was waiting for the Jets game that night, but he ended up cashing out for like $6,000. I think he might only put like $10 down. So,
all right.
I mean, yeah, it is a sucker's bet, but guess what? You know what? Parlay Playboy don't care.
I'm
all
excited.
Right, before we go, I want to talk to Skip from Switzerland. Hello, Skip.
Hey, great to see everybody. Welcome. Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to call in with, first of all, a belated happy birthday to Courtney.
Thank you, Skip.
You're very, very welcome. Listen, I have a prediction on the next head coach of the Boston Bruins.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be Patrice Bergeron.
Oh.
And here's why I think that. Monty isn't getting a new contract because he's a placeholder for 3 years. First year was so Patrice could recover and get healthy again. Then some time to wait to see what he wanted to do. Last week, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the NHL is desperate to get a team in Quebec again, Quebec City. Bergeron said publicly he would be very interested in something like that.
Mm.
Right now you have 3 NHL-level coaches behind the bench. Monty would be gone. You have Sakic for the defensive side. You have the new guy they just brought back to help with the offensive side. But Patrice will own the locker room as soon as he walks through the door. That's your next head coach.
Very interesting. A scoop, if you will, from and Switzerland.
Skip, where are you in Switzerland?
From Switzerland, baby.
Where in Switzerland are you?
Excuse me? I live in a little town called Wollin, which is between Zurich and Basel.
Oh, I love Zurich and Basel. Is the town you're in Wollin, does the city make up a lot of stories?
No, but they were very famous for the straw hat industry in the right. early 1900s.
I used to stay in Stadt, beautiful area.
Oh, yeah.
Very I'll tell relatable. You what, Curtis,
I bet I'm right about this, man.
Love it.
All right. I'm buying it. Bergeron
Thank you
is
very
an
much.
Owner.
Hey, I've been listening to your show for years as a guy from Rhode Island. You are such a breath of fresh air to hear all the information about Boston, all the sports. I'm a professional Irish musician. I played in Boston hundreds of times over the years, so it's just so good to hear this, have this connection with home again, guys. Thank you.
Well, Courtney, look up Palace Host Hotel. G-S-T-A-A-D.
In it's Switzerland. Where
you should, yeah, you can get Santo to take you there.
They got, some fresh air out there. That place looks beautiful. Greenery.
It's very, very nice. Yep.
It is an honor. Definitely. It's an honor that you choose to wake up with us as opposed to waking up with a yodeler.
Ricola.
Ricola.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Skip.
What's that big place in Switzerland where everybody goes in that big hot water?
That's not Switzerland.
Oh, that's not Switzerland?
I think that's Iceland.
It's the Swiss Miss Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I thought that water, like, tub thing, like, you know.
That's Iceland.
That's Iceland, okay.
The Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, is
that's
that?
In Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that might
be Switzerland. I believe it's in Reykjavik.
Right. Did not know that.
I was in Reykjavik once, Curtis.
Well, I mean, I've been to Switzerland. Do you know what the national language is?
No.
Schweizerdeutsch.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep. They speak six languages
there.
Was
that a semester abroad?
No. There's actually a company called Lista right in Greater Boston that my dad did the cross-border transactions for, and their headquarters was in Switzerland. So we would go to Zurich often, and we would go visit his friend out there who had a Ferrari. It was very nice. Lovely.
The palace is nice.
Yeah, it's
very difficult upbringing. All right. Well, we got to go.
Yeah? Sad.
Yeah. All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Go Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you.
Curtis, are you going too or no?
No, I will not be. James and I will be getting the outfit ready for Halloween.
Okay. Before we go, real quick, if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you can bring your hero to our Lunch with a Hero event, which is a couple weeks away. Is that 2 weeks from today? I think it is.
Yeah.
So we will be at the American Heritage Museum doing our show in the morning, and then we'll take all of our heroes to lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill. But if you call now, you can bring your hero, join us for the show, and then join us at the 110 Grill afterwards. Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you very much for your patronage.